This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, August 17th. God's word for you today is Think and Think. A scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. And it says, "How can I help you? Tell me, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing there at all," she said, "except a small jar of olive oil." Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Pour oil into all the jars." The third practical step to take to find courage for gratitude that Paul shows us in Philippians 4 is, thank God in all things. The key is, you look not at what you have lost, but instead you look at what you have left. And it is because your destiny is not tied to what you have lost. Your destiny is tied to what you have left. What do you have left in the house? Your destiny is tied to what you have left. Ask the widow in 2 Kings chapter 4, what you have lost is not a part of your future. The truth is that you lost it because it is not a part of your future. What you have left is what God will create your future from. And God is saying you need to be grateful. For you to be grateful, stop counting what you have lost. Begin to count what you have left. Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15 says, "After Lot had gone, the Lord said to Abraham, 'Look as far as you can see in every direction, north and south, east and west. I am giving all this land, as far as you can see, to you and your descendants as a permanent possession.' Begin to see from what you have left what God will bring about, the great future God will bring into your life." Do I get an amen? The way to express thanks is by giving. That is why it is called thanksgiving. The most given people are usually the most thankful people, and the most thankful people are the most joyful people. So, the key here is that there is always something to be thankful for, and the more thankful you are, the more blessed you become, the more joyful you become. So, take your eyes off the things that are not working. Keep your eyes on the things that are working. Keep your eyes on the blessings that are in your life, and God will fill your life with even much more than you can ever think or imagine, in the mighty name of Jesus. Number 4, think about the right things. And this is Paul's fourth lesson for us on practical steps to take to find courage for gratitude. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." This is so powerful because if you do this, your life will be so peaceful and blessed. Depression and anxiety will be far away from you. What the word of God is saying to you is, it is the way you think that determines the way you feel, and the way you feel determines the way you act. For emotional people who need to get a grip on their lives, if they get a grip of this scripture, boom, problem solved. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to fix my gaze on what is left, not what is gone, and the grace to fix my thoughts on that which is true, lovely, and praiseworthy, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.